今天早上要用这个题目看你的母亲来做模糊像勉励。
And this morning I'd like to share with you the topic of Behold Your Mother.
这句话看你的母亲是主耶稣对一个门徒所说的话。
This was a statement made by Jesus to one of his disciples.
我们请翻约翰福音十九章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章二十六节二十七节。
Gospel of John chapter 19 verses 26 and 27.
约翰福音十九章
Gospel of John chapter 19
二十六节二十七节
verses 26 and 27
我们从二十五节念起
Let's start with 25
约翰福音十九章二十五节
Gospel of John chapter 19 verse 25
二十五节站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲与他母亲的姐妹并格罗巴的妻子玛利亚和抹大拉的玛利亚
25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene.
26节 26. 耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边就对母亲说母亲看你的儿子
And 26. When Jesus therefore saw his motherAnd the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son.
27节又对那门徒说看你的母亲从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了
27. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home.
主耶稣就说命令他所爱的门徒去看他的母亲
Jesus ordered his favorite disciple toTake care of his mother.
那什么叫做看你的母亲
What does it mean to take attitude? What does it mean to behold your mother?
如果你告诉那个现在在这里坐的一岁，这个一年级、两年级的小孩子
，If you were to tell behold to a little child,
看你的母亲，他会觉得说我常常在看我的母亲啊。
The child will actually reply back by saying that I often see my mother.
好像没有什么改变啊，都一样啊。
There should be no change to my life.
如果你跟一个年轻人说看你的母亲。
However, if you were to say "Behold your mother" to a teenager,
说不定这个年轻人说，哎，对哦，奇怪哦，我的母亲怎么还没有煮饭给我吃啊
？The teenager might reply saying that, "Gee, how come my mom hasn't cooked for me yet?"
Yeah, 看起来好像我妈妈比较老一点呢、啊。
Maybe that my mother is a bit older.
那有时候你问一些人说看你的母亲。
If you were just to ask a random person about Beholding his or her mother.
我们有时候会听到一些很惊讶的回答。
Sometimes we may hear a surprising reply.
他会说，有个人会说，我的母亲值得我看吗
？Some people might say, "Is my mother worth my beholding?"
我的父母亲啊，在我的生命上做过很多错事。
They might say that my parents have made many mistakes in my life.
他配得做我的父母亲吗
？Are they worthy to be my parents?
这个不是主耶稣的意思。
This wasn't the meaning of Christ to his disciples.
在世界上没有一个人是完全的父母亲。
No parent is perfect.
就像我们现在都在做错事情。
Just even us being parents, we would commit mistakes.
现在我们在做错事情。
Even now, we may commit mistakes.
我们相信未来我们也会做错事情。
We believe that in the future we will continue to make mistakes.
不管我们多么的努力，不要去，我们避免不要去做错事，可是我们还是会做错事。
Regardless of how much we try to avoid mistakes, we will still commit mistakes.
那么，主耶稣这句话“看你的母亲”是什么意思呢
？What does it mean when Jesus say, "Behold your mother"?
就是看到他对我们的付出。
It means the price that our mother has paid for us.
你知道，我不知道大家知不知道，这个母亲啊，生孩子啊，她自己身体要付出很大的代价。
I don't know if you all understand how much the mother goes through when bearing a child.
很多女人呢、生完孩子以后啊，就比较胖一点。
And many women after delivering their child become a bit larger.
胸部后面都不太好看了。
And the 后面，
前面后面不太好看了。
They the mothers often gain weight in different parts of her body.
甚至有时候先生觉得说，哦，这个代价很大。
And some husband might say that the price is too big to pay.
可是对夫妻来讲，生一个孩子还是值得。
Yet to a couple, bearing a child is what it's worth the price.
那么这个母亲呢、啊，有差不多好几个月、啊、差不多要在她腹中带着这个差不多二十磅的重量到处走。
And the mother often has to carry a 20-pound pregnancy for many months.
有没有大家试过啊？去 Costco 买一个一磅、那二十磅的那个米袋，对不对？后来用那个袋子啊绑起来，放在腹中啊，走走看，走一个礼拜。
If you want to experience that feeling, all you have to do is go buy a 20-pound bag of rice from Costco and put it around your waist.
有时候走到这个背啊，都真的想常常直不起来。
Sometimes if after a while you know that your back will be sore.
那还没生之前呢，刚怀孕啊，会身体很不舒服啊，有时候会有吐。
And at the start of the pregnancy, the mother often goes to a morning sickness.
当生出来的时候啊，感觉上啊，这个是很喜乐。
Although the mother may feel joyful after the child has been delivered.
可是如果没有爱的话，你会发觉到说啊，这个生出来就是头痛一堆啊。
Yet if the mother does not have the love for the child, the mother will feel many headaches.
晚上啊，这孩子哭着。
Because at night the newborn will cry.
不知道有多少晚上没有好好睡过。
The mother often lose much sleep in the middle of the night.
可能我们大家都忘记我们小时候怎么哭的。
We might have forgotten how we cried when we were young.
可是我们父母亲啊没有忘记。
Yet our parents should have not forgotten.
有时候晚上哭啊，是肚子饿在哭啊。
Sometimes the child cries because it's hungry.
有时候哭啊，是因为晚上醒来啊，觉得很孤单啊，很恐惧啊。
Sometimes it cries because of loneliness.
有时候哭啊，是因为啊，脾气不太好啊，自己脾气不太好。
Some cry because they have bad temper.
哭的原因很多啊，可是啊，父母亲啊都很顾虑我们，担心是不是发生什么事情，都起来。
Although there were many times that we cried in the middle of the night, yet our parents always got up to care for us.
有时候，这个大家应该有些体验啊，很晚睡，早上要送人去飞机场，还是做一些事情。
If we have to take a relative or one of our family member to the airport early in the morning,
那晚上又很晚睡。
And the night before, we also sleep late.
相信大家有那种体验啊，就觉得就比较疲劳一点。
Then we will surely understand the sleep deprivation.
何况那个养孩子是常常的事情啊。
And what about a mother that does this every night?
孩子先睡着，我们再睡。
Often, as a parent, we sleep after our child has gone to sleep.
孩子还没有醒过来，早上还没醒过来，我们就醒过来准备他的食物。
And we wake up before the child has woken up to prepare his or her food.
常常为了孩子啊，常常在做选择，是要多花点时间照顾孩子呢，还是出去多赚点钱给孩子呢
？And oftentimes, as parents, we have to make the decision as to spend more time with our child or to spend more time at work.
多花点时间赚点钱，可是孩子可能会不谅解。
If we spend more time at work, we may lose our connection in our relationship with our child.
可是多花点时间多赚点钱呢、啊，可是又觉得说 让我孩子这么穷苦。
Yet if we don't earn the extra income, our child may live in a slightly less well-off state.
那我记得小时候都是这个亲人先喂我吃饭，他们在吃饭。
I remember when I was young, often my parents.
亲人是父母吗？
就是 loved ones 啊，就是 loved ones。
Often my loved ones would feed me first。
很多父母亲也是先喂他孩子吃饭，吃完以后才再吃啊。
Oftentimes the parents would feed their child first before they eat。
我想啊，如果父母先吃啊，再让孩子吃的话，可能没有东西怎么吃给他吃。
If the parents were to eat first, there would be nothing left for the children。
先照顾孩子，先照顾好。
There's oftentimes the parents would spend time to take care of the child's needs first.
小时候啊，真的，我们小时候做很多愚蠢的事情，我们很多都忘记了。
And when we were a child, we might have committed many ignorant acts that we have forgotten.
啊，可是父母亲啊，啊都没有忘记。
Yet none of those acts were forgotten by our parents.
当然，他们很不高兴，有时候难过啊，可是他们也承担住了。
Although they may have wept for us at times, yet they have borne that sorrow for us.
有些孩子呢，不知道他们在做什么。
Some child may not understand what they have done.
有个孩子把他父亲的手机啊，丢到马桶里面去。
And take for example, there was a child who threw his father's cell phone into the toilet.
有个孩子呢，啊，父母亲买一个新沙发，这孩子啊就很好奇，把这沙发。父母亲不在的时候，把沙发那个垫子啊拆掉，把全部的羽毛啊什么东西要、啊、拔出来，一个一个拔。
And there was another child who tore open the seat cushion of a new sofa that his parents just purchased.
有些小孩子呢，很天真啊，艺术家。
And some child
拿蜡笔啊，在那个墙壁拼命画。
Some child is artistic and draws a picture.Crayon-based pictures on the wall.
也在这个桌子上画。
They also paint on the desk.
父母亲很头痛啊。
Although the parents may be angry.
你知道吗？做这些错事，这种糊涂事啊，到最后是父母亲在我们欠我们后面。
And yet they also have to clean up the mess.
当我们要学习开车的时候。
When we learn to drive.
风险都是父母亲在承担了。
Our parents borne all the risks.
请问有没有人开车过从来不拿过罚单的？
Have we ever avoided a traffic ticket as we drove?
有没有人开车过从来不发生车祸的？
Has someone
撞到别人车子过的？
Has someone never gotten into a car accident?
大部分人都有体验过。
Most of us have either received a traffic ticket or gotten an accident.
都是我们父母亲啊，在给我们。他们当然难过啊，因为这个是种重担啊。可是他们还是帮我们付这个罚单啊，还是付这个保险费，种种一切的车祸。
Although all of these may be a burden to them, yet they still borne, they still took care of all these incidents for us.
那么有一次有个母亲呢、啊、
，There was a mother
生病了
，who was sick.
那这孩子啊，这个年轻的孩子、啊、就帮照顾她
，and her child took care of her.
照顾他一个礼拜。
He took care of her for a week.
那后来呢？照顾完后，他拿到个账单。
After the week, he wrote a receipt for his mother.
这个账单呢、啊，说我帮你洗碗筷多少钱
？The receipt on the receipt is stated, dishwashing charge, X amount.
帮你煮饭多少钱
？Cooking service, Y amount.
我帮你清扫房子多少钱
？House cleaning, another amount.
我照顾你多少钱
？And my labor.An X amount.
差不多几百块钱
了。All in all, he charged his mother several hundred dollars.
母亲看到这个账单呢、啊，心里很难过啊。
And the mother saw the bill and was very sorrowed.
那这个母亲呢、啊，说 OK 好啊，就付他这笔钱了。
So the mother paid the bill to her son.
隔一天呢、啊，她给她的儿子一个账单。
Next day, she gave.Her son, another charge, a bill from her.
从这个一岁到十八岁
And it began from age 1 to 18.
这个喂奶啊，吃东西啊。
All the feeding charges.
买新衣服啊，给他穿啊。
The clothing bills.
帮他洗澡啊。
The shower fees.
还要帮换尿布啊。
All the diaper changes.
还有日常生活。当中用的东西啊，还有玩的啊。
The daily needs and the toys.
还有给他住啊。
Also the lodging fee.
还要送他去学校啊，还要再接他回来呀、
啊。And also for the all the bill all the traveling costs to and from school.
还有时候他出一些问题啊，还要请假、啊、这些没办法赚钱的机会啊。
And all the sick days that the mother had to take care of a sick child.
还有很多这种日常生活当中要教导他付他学费啊。
And the tuitions and also the tutoring fees.
全部加在一起。
And so she summed up all the charges.
$80,000。
It was $800,000.
可是下面再写一句话。下面还有句话。
And then she wrote. another statement.
全部都是免费的。
All for free.
所以我们常常不知道父母亲的牺牲。
So we often forget the sacrifices our parents have made.
那我们常常精打细算，觉得自己很对啊。
And we often plan our paths thinking that we are right.
有一次碰过一个人。
Once I met a person.
跟他讲关于就说这个要孝敬父母亲。
And I talked with him about how to be a filial to their parents.
虽然他年纪相当大了。就差不多三四十岁吧。
Although this person was about 30 to 40 years old.
可是思想像孩子一样。
Yet he still thinks like a child.
跟他讲说孝敬父母亲的时候。
When I talked about being filial to his parents.
你知道他怎么回答我吗？
How did he reply?
谁叫我父母亲生我？
He replied by saying, why did they give birth to me?
他既然生就是要养啊，免费的养啊。
And if they gave birth to me, then they have to take care of me.
真的跟一个小孩子在讲话一样，讲不通啊。
His thoughts are like that of a child.
人家这么为他牺牲，他觉得都是理所当然。
He felt that it was his right to be loved by his parents.
看到父母亲都是那种刻薄，我妈妈没有为我做什么，她做什么错事在我身上，做什么错的决定在我身上，都是她的错。
And this person always criticized his parents.
主耶稣要我们看我们父母亲，不是这样看。
And that's not the way that Jesus wants us to look at our parents.
我们来看这个箴言二十三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言二十三章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22.
箴言二十三章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 23 verse 22。
箴言二十三章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 23 verse 22。
箴言二十三章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 23 verse 22。
你要听从生你的父亲，你的母亲老了也不可藐视他。
Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
圣经上告诉我们说，我们要听从我们父母亲。
And the Bible instructs us to listen to our parents.
就是他们还是活着，不管我们多么大，他还是我们父母亲，要听从他的话。
And regardless of how old they are still our parents, and thus we listen to them.
圣经告诉我们不要藐视他。
And the Bible tells us not to despise our parents.
人都会做错。
We all commit mistakes.
人也会越来越老。
And we all grow old.
神不要我们这样去藐视。
And God does not want us to despise our parents.
这样藐视其实就是对神一种不敬啊。
And despising our parents is irreverence towards God.
我们在世上都不知道怎么去孝敬父母亲，怎么会去孝敬那个天上的父呢？看不见的父呢
？If we do not know how to take care of our parents, how do we know?How we should respond to our God in heaven.
所以当我们看我们父母亲的时候
，When we see our parents,
其实我们是看到他为我们的牺牲，他们所留的痕迹在他们的身体上，在他们的面孔上。
We see the sacrifices that our parents have made.
有个故事这样说。
There is a story.
有个年轻的母亲生个孩子。
That there is a young mother who gave birth to a child.
她相当的漂亮。
And the child was beautiful.
可是在他这个孩子一岁的时候
，Yeah, when the child was 1 year old,
那么家里着火了。
The house in which the mother and the child were in caught fire.
那孩子睡在这个床上，小床上。
And the child slept in his crib.
为了拯救这个孩子呢，这妈妈呢。跑回去这个火烧的房子。
But in order to save the child, the mother ran into this house on fire.
那跑去跑回来的抱着他跑去的时候抱着他跑回来的时候啊这个屋顶啊这个有木头这样跌下来
And on her way out, one of the beams of the house collapsed.
那么刚好快要打到这孩子身上的时候
When the beam was about to hit the child,
这个妈妈呢抱着他用他的左脸啊贴着这个母他的孩子脸
And in order to protect the child, the mother used her own face.
那她的右脸呢，让这个木头啊，火烧的木头打上她的脸。
And the beam injured the right face of the mother.
那当这个孩子差不多去一年级、二年级的时候
，When the child was in the first grade or second grade,
那这孩子啊，都会他的朋友都会说，妈妈来接他嘛，那个。其他同学说会告诉他说：“哎，你的母亲好难看呢。”
So the child's friends would often criticize his mother, saying that his mother looks very despicable.
一脸呢很漂亮，另外一脸呢真的很丑陋，烧伤的痕迹。
On one side, his mother looked very pretty, yet on the other, it was scarred.
好像在看那恐怖电影一样啊。
It seems as they were seeing a monster out of a movie.
那所以这个孩子呢，常常告诉妈妈说：“妈妈，你不要来接我了。”
So this child would often tell his mother not to pick him up from school.
这个女孩子，小女孩子就告诉她妈妈：“不要来接我了。”
And this child would ask the mother not to pick her up.
这母亲也心中很难过。
The mother was very saddened by this statement.
那过了他再长大一点的时候
，When the child's a bit older，
妈妈把这个他的脸怎么发生这种事情跟他讲
，And the mother described to her child how she received the scar on her face，
是为了他，他把他的脸给牺牲了
，And the mother said。Her face was scarred because she tried to save the child.
当我们看我们父母亲的脸的时候，你可以看到他很多的皱纹啊，很多的疮疤，有无形的和有形的都在。
When we see our parents, we often see the wrinkles and the scars on their face.
他们的身材也不是以前那么漂亮，那么健康。
And that their physical body has decayed over time.
那当我们看到父母亲的时候，我们应该看到他们的那种牺牲。
And when we see our parents, we should see the sacrifices they have made.
的确，人多少会变白啊。
And we may all have gray hair.
可是有时候因为这个孩子的缘故啊，白得更快。
It's sometimes because of our child's issues, our hair may gray faster.
有时候你看到有一些没有孩子的人啊，这个没有孩子啊，无忧无虑啊，轻松多了，也不要常常为他们烦恼，还要秃头变白发。
And some people who do not have children may seem like they lead a carefree life.
他不太会秃头啊。
And that they don't become bald or gain white hair.
这些都是他们的牺牲，表现在他们的脸上。父母对。这些都是他们牺牲，白发、身材、脸啊、皱纹啊，全部表面在他们的身体上。
So all the white hair in their head and also the scar on their face are the sacrifices that they made for their children.
所以，当这个小女孩子听到她们母亲为什么她长那个一半的脸那么难看
，And when this little girl understood why her mother has that scar on her face.
他发觉到，其实那张最难看的脸，其实是最美丽的脸。
She realized that this her mother's face was the most beautiful face.
我很希望我们大家可以看我们父母亲的脸， 发觉到他们是最美丽的脸。
And I hope that all of us could see the face of our parents.
我们再翻回来约翰福音。
That's how the most beautiful face.
我们看约翰福音十九章。二十七节。
Let's return to John chapter 19, verse 27.
约翰福音十九章二十七节。
John chapter 19, verse 27.
又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。从此，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
Then he said to the disciples, Behold your mother, and from that hour that disciple took her to his own home.
在这里告诉我们，这个主所爱的门徒把他的耶稣的母亲接到自己家里去照顾他。
The beloved disciple of Christ took the mother of Christ into his own home.
当我们会去看我们自己的母亲以后，
when we go back and see our own parents,
我们才知道怎么去看我们的公公婆婆岳父岳母。当我们知道怎么看自己父母亲以后才会去体会我们的公公婆婆还是岳父岳母的心。
And only when we can understand our own parents, can we understand the heart of our parent-in-law?
我们去看到比我们年纪大的长辈，他们的辛劳。
Only then can we understand the sacrifices and the labors that the elderly brothers and sisters have made.
我们去看到教会工人怎么来照顾我们的辛劳。
And then can we understand how the workers in church have cared for all the members.
自己的父母亲都不知道怎么去看了，怎么去看教会的长辈、公公婆婆、岳父岳母，还有教会工人呢？
If we do not yet know how to behold our own parents, how do we know how to behold the elderly brothers and sisters in church?
如果自己都不会去看自己父母亲，那很可能对待别人都是刻薄、吝啬、严厉。
If we don'tknow how to behold our own parents, then the way we treat others would be on the side of criticism and harshness.
那我们要效法这个主所爱的门徒去照顾他的母亲。
And let's model our lives after the beloved disciple of Christ in beholding our mother.
那怎么照顾他的母亲呢？
How did this disciple take care of the mother of Christ?
首先呢，就是要照顾他在生活上肉体上的需要。
First is to take care of the needs of our mother.
有时候真的我们是大吃大喝，大大的享受。
And many times we may enjoy many material wealth in our lives.
有些人的父母亲是在饥饿当中在有时候不知道下一餐从哪里来。
Yet our parents may live in poverty, not knowing where the next meal will come from.
所以当我们在享受物质上的丰盛的时候，也要纪念我们今天有这些享受成就，很大的原因是因为我们父母亲在我们生命上所投资的、所牺牲的。
And when we live in abundance, let us not forget the sacrifices that our parents have made to help us get to this point.
不要忘记他们常常是先喂我们吃饭，他们在吃的。
And let us not forget that they often feed us first before eating the meal themselves.
常常是给我们鱼肉吃，他们在吃剩下的。
And they may feed us the newly cooked meat and fish before they have a piece of it.
那我们也要照顾他们的心灵上的需要。
Let's also take care of their spirit. The spiritual and also their mental needs.
有一个姐妹，有一个女孩子。
And there is a
不是姐妹，
就说女孩子就好了。
There is a woman.
那她照顾她父母，她照顾她母亲在家里。
She took care of her mother at home.
啊，她给她母亲东西吃。
And she gave her mother a food to eat.
那么，可是她母亲呢，不能走动，她坐在轮椅上。
Yeah, her mother was immobile and had to move on a wheelchair.
啊，当她回来的时候啊，她会跟狗打招呼。
And when she returns home, she would greet her own dog.
可是啊，不会先跟她妈妈打招呼。
But she would not greet her mother first.
啊，她妈妈觉得很孤单。
Her mother was very lonely.
也觉得很难过。
And her mother was sad.
因为有时候她妈妈觉得说她比那个狗还不如。
Because at times her mother feels that she wasn't worth as much as a dog to her own daughter.
这个女儿都给狗吃，也给她吃。
Although her daughter would feed the dog and her.
可是她会跟狗打招呼，可是不会跟她打招呼。
Yet her daughter does not greet her, rather her daughter greets the dog.
所以很重要的是啊，我们也要照顾她的心灵，我们回来的时候要跟她先打招呼。
And thus, it is important that we take care of the emotional needs of our parents as well.
那么，如果这个经济允许的话，也常常带他们去吃下东西吧，
and、
去外面吃吧。
If we are financially capable, we should also take them out to meals at times.
他们很喜欢跟我们讲话。
They like to speak to us.
啊，因为他从小看到我们长大。
And because they have seen us grow up.
啊，我们是他的宝贝。
And to her, we are their treasure.
啊，谁不喜欢跟自己的宝贝讲话呢？
Actually, who wouldn't want to talk to their own, their child and their treasure?
那么我们出去的时候跟父母亲讲一下，虽然他们已经知道了，他可能知道我们什么时候要出去，可是还是要跟他讲一下。
And we should also let our parents know when we are leaving the house, so that they understand what we have to do.
跟着孝顺的人啊，他会使他父母亲啊常常快乐。
And those who care about their parents will make their parents happy all the time.
怎么让我父母亲快乐呢？
So how do we make our parents happy?
就提的跟他们提以前他在我们身上所做的牺牲。
And it is to let them know that we understand they have made sacrifices for us.
包容他们有时候的软弱。
And also let's tolerate and also bear with their weaknesses.
带他们有时候出去玩一玩吧。
Let us also take them on trips from time to time.
牵着他的手。
And let's hold their hands.
聊聊心。
And let's converse with them.
这些都会让我们父母亲觉得很欣慰。
And these are methods that we can please them and also express that we understand and care for them.
如果我们在信仰上在个性上像耶稣基督一样。
If we are like Christ in our faith and in our character.
对他们对别人都有爱心怜悯的心。
And if we have love towards our parents and also to others.
他们心中也很会快乐的。
Then they will be happy for us too.
他会觉得说最大的成就就是我这个孩子很懂事。
Because to them, We are their accomplishment.
说愿我们大家来看我们的父母亲。
So let's behold our parents.
也来照顾他们肉体上还有心灵上的需要。
And also let's commit to care for their physical and also emotional needs.
不是因为律法上是这样说，而是我们心灵上。知道怎么感恩啊。
It is not because what the Bible tells us, but it's because that we understand.
我们一同唱赞美诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
122首
Thank you.